This is Wade Rethker with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The NFL finally admitted in a congressional hearing when questioned by Representative Jan Sakowski there was, in fact, a link between football and degenerative brain disorders caused by concussions. 700 senior officials in Brazil, largely cabinet members and all 594 members of Congress, have special judicial standing and can only be tried by the Supreme Federal Court. On the eve of President Obama's historic visit to Cuba, the U.S. announced more flexibility on travel there and use of U.S. dollars. Researchers found that contrary to early supposition, the economy does not necessarily adjust to trade changes caused by globalism. Wages remain low and unemployment high in the most affected local job markets. The working class understands the facts on the ground that the economic theorists were ignoring. President Obama appointed appeals court judge and former Oklahoma City bombing prosecutor Merrick Garland for the open seat in the U.S. Supreme Court. Five sheriff's deputies in Cumberland County, North Carolina, have been disciplined for failure to act after a black protester was punched by a white supporter of Donald Trump at a campaign rally, according to the sheriff's office. Prosecutors in Chicago and Cleveland were turned out by voters for dilatory action in dealing with police shootings of African Americans. More than 44,000 migrants already trapped in Greece, a bankrupt country, a number ticking upward each day, and aid groups warn of a potential humanitarian crisis by summer. Black students are four times as likely to be suspended from charter schools as white students, according to a new analysis of federal education data in 5,000 charter schools nationally by the Center for Civil Rights Remedies of UCLA. Students with disabilities, the study found, are suspended two to three times the rate of non-disabled students in charter schools. Donald Trump warns of riots by his millions, many millions of supporters, he says, if the Republican Party denies him the nomination if he falls 50 to 100 delegates short. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.